SBS Radio.
But when you take the lid off, you look in and you can see, well, it's called unearthed because you can see all the unearthing of the middens inside the pot itself. And when you put the lid on, the outside, as it moves around, you can see all the charcoal, the bones, the kangaroo, you know, all the pieces, all the shells exposed. Wow. It just looks like it's been pulled straight out of a midden site, but into a pot. So I'm very, very, very proud of it. But how I sealed it was with, so it was pipe clay, the shells, the bones, emu fat and wattle sap and sand. So I mixed it all up and I just dripped it all on. So it just looked like it was, you know, fresh and yeah, shiny, glimmery. And it's just outstanding and probably one of my favorite and best pieces. Wow. I've ever created.
It's very elaborate. Plus, it's got a lot of significance.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's about family. Like, these middens are like, you know, about connection, to be able to eat together. You know, the women, I could just, you know, when I was creating this pot, it was just like, I could just imagine, you know, women sitting around and, you know, cooking up the mussels or, you know, scaling the fish, you know, ready to cook everything. And then once they finish, you know, telling stories and then covering it over or letting the fire burn, you know, yeah, telling stories. It's all about family and connection and passing on that knowledge, because that's when it would have been passed on. Yeah. Around eating, you know, you think about it. You go to work all the day, you know, during the day, you go home, you sit around your table with your family eating food.
You share the meal.
And you share the meal.
That's where you also share your experiences.
Exactly.
And communicate and pass on the knowledge.
That's right. And that's what this piece is about. It's just not a clay pot with a couple of shells stuck in it. It is a story and it is history. It is past, present, and it will be the future as well. So, and it is, it's saying, you know, you've got to care for country. You can't, you know, I go bike riding all the time. And I see so much litter on the side of the roads, and it disheartens me to think that people just don't care about country. So, you know, me and my husband, we do. We actually go around driving with bags and we pick it all up, put it in the car and then recycle it. Yeah. And, you know, people just don't. They don't care.
They disrespect Mother Earth.
Yeah, and I'm not saying everyone, obviously, because there is some really lovely people out there that do, and they want to live off the grid, or they want to, you know, help the environment. And, you know, not everyone can live a sustainable lifestyle, but, you know, any little bit can help. So that's what this midden pot represents, is looking after country, you know, respecting the, you know, what happened in the past, you know, and to build on that for a better future. So, yeah.
And finally, can you survive off the grid for how long?
Oh, chuck me in the Amazon. I don't know. You know, don't take me to Africa. Okay, don't take me there, because I don't think I'll last very long there. But, oh, look, I could honestly say I could live quite happily off, without anything. Someone could just take the car, everything away from me, you know, phone, clothes, and I could live quite happily. Really could. I'm not joking.
You are very, very rare species now.
I think Oh, there's a few of us out there.
But it's good, because, you know, what you're doing is actually bringing back what we should have. Because now what we have nowadays, everything is processed. The food we eat are processed. You eat fruit that's unseasonal. You don't know where it's come from, how it's been preserved.
Exactly.
What has gone into it.
Gee whiz. See, and that's what I find. If I eat something processed, my tummy upsets really bad. Even my daughter's the same. We actually went away, like this weekend just gone, and we actually went out for a meal, and it was nice. Like, yeah, you have chips and stuff like that, whatever, with, you know, it was a pub meal, and we rarely do it, but she had the tea, and half an hour later she was white, sweating, she was sick. Because I cook everything fresh. Everything is fresh. Like, we grow our own vegetables. Wow. We've got our own fruit trees. We've got everything that we need. Yeah, I do go to the supermarket to get the odd thing and stuff. But we don't eat much meat. But, you know, we make our own pasta. We do a lot. You know, really, you can just go to the beach and get bull kelp and strip it down into strips, and then boil it up, put it in then warrigal greens and macadamia nuts, mash, and you've got your pasta dish right there.
Wow.
And this is what I do. I encourage my children to you know, embrace that type of living.
Yeah.
But they're very, we're from a blended family, but Yeah, so my husband, he's got three children and I've got the two. And, you know, we kind of just like balance it all out. And it's but it's really good because they're really listening and they're taking in, they're really caring for the environment and nurturing. Yeah. And it's so good. Oh, gee, it's good. It's so rewarding to see how, you know, especially my little grandson, how passionate he is. You know, when he sees me, he knows he's going bush tuckering. He's like, and he even said, oh, I'm coming this Thursday night to stay because Friday we're going bush tucker. I said, that's right. And we'll go and get the stringy bark and flick it over and we'll make rope, you know, and make rope and fishing lines. And we do everything traditional. It's all, I've taught him how to weave and he's only five.
Wow.
So he knows how to, you know, his language, he knows how to dress, he knows how to find bundies.
Yeah.
He's very, you know, and that's where it starts there. And that's why I really want to get these educational packages out, you know, for the little kids. And I tried to get the Pick My Project.
Yeah.
I tried to get that, the funding through that, but we weren't successful. But it was going to be called Little Fingers for Bush Tucker.
Yeah.
And I was actually going around to kinders and showing them just the little basics and the environment and talking. And we're going to have a little bush tucker garden with all the signs and do a book, you know, for all kids.
All kids.
Everything. All everything. Cultures. And we that missed out.
Really good.
Yeah. And we missed out.
Don't lose hope. One day the funding will come.
Yeah, one day.
Because it's something we all need. It's every community needs that. Going back to the sources, going back to where we come from.
Yeah,
this is
because it's they're so hardy, these plants. Like they've been here for thousands of years, and like instead of spraying, you know, people spray plants. Just plant a couple of salt bushes. Salt bush, get rid of any bugs and stuff like that around your vegetable garden. People just don't realise. You know, the native plants actually counteract all the bugs and make all your yummy foods even better.
Yeah.
So it's just education again. It's,
anything we haven't covered that you think you might add to this conversation?
Oh, no. I'm just very excited. Very excited and humbled to be nominated for the Telstra Art Awards. I'm just very excited and I feel very privileged and to have... My family, my mum and dad have only just told me that they're actually flying up for the week to actually just come and support me and have a look at their work. So that's really made, like, that's just, that's just going to be a highlight for me. Just having my parents there is like I've won, you know. It's, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not about winning anything. It's just about being a part of it. Because I'm so passionate and just to talk to other artists and engage and, and Bullock Arts have been wonderful. Lisa and Nicole, they've been, you know, such beautiful, beautiful supporters, and they're the ones that actually really encouraged me to submit the piece. And I just can't believe I got in, so I'm very humbled.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.